Support for WPR comes from the American Society of Landscape Architects Wisconsin Chapter. Dedicated to reimagining the design of outdoor spaces for the well-being of all. Examples at wiasla.com.
Both photography and underwater diving and snorkeling are hobbies for a lot of people, but a treatment center in northern Wisconsin is bringing the two together as a form of therapy. For about 5 years, the Under the Surface program at Northwest Passage in Webster has been working with teenagers who are dealing with mental or emotional health challenges by training them in aquatic photography. Their pictures have been published and even shown in public galleries. By mixing art and science, the program aims to give kids confidence and an appreciation for the state's ecosystems. Ian Carl is the experiential program coordinator at Northwest Passage. Ian, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks so much for having me on, Rob.
And Tobin LaFrancois is an aquatic biologist and adjunct professor at Northland College in Ashland. Tobin, thanks for joining us.
Happy to be here.
Well, Tobin, how did this idea come about, using underwater photography as a kind of therapy?
Well, you know, I think that Ian should talk a little bit about Northwest Passage to make sense of all this, but I'd seen their work and what they were able to do with it, and it just clicked for me in terms of being an underwater a research scientist, you know, working underwater, seeing the things I've seen and realizing people just don't get exposed to that very often. And that, you know, the Wisconsinites should see what's in their water and be a really fun way to show what's going on down there and that it's beautiful right in our own backyard.
And Ian, talk a little bit about Northwest Passage and what some of the things are that the teens are dealing with when they come there.
Yeah, well, Northwest Passage was, you know, we're actually celebrating our 40th year right now. We were founded in 1978 with the goal of, our central tenet was to get kids closer to nature and recognizing the fact that nature was a powerful element in mental health treatment. So the kids that come to us, they're dealing with issues of anxiety, depression, attention deficit issues, significant mental health issues. A lot of the kids we work with are dealing with significant crisis in their lives. And when they come to us, we have a whole team of direct care counselors, teachers, case managers, therapists, and psychologists. Those are really the folks that make the work that Tobin and I get to do really possible. But they build the foundation and for the work that we do out in the field.
And Tobin, now take us out into the water. You're there. You're with this group of teens from Northwest Passage. And what do you do?
Well, we get them all suited up, first of all, in 7-millimeter wetsuits, which makes the experience really safe, even for kids who sometimes haven't swam before because they float. So usually I get to a site first and check it out for safety, and they're all sites that Ian and I have spent a lot of time in, so we know the areas well, along with St. Croix and Amicaga and Lake Superior. And the kids show up, and we go over the safety of the day. We have a nice, we run it like an actual working dive. It's for professional divers, and we have a meeting about what today is going to be like, what the safety requirements are. And they get suited up and start exploring, and we let them explore where they will with the mask and the snorkel and fins. It's not required. You can actually get great photographs in, you know, ankle deep water if you're crawling around in it. So some kids prefer that. And the kids explore for probably about 2 or 3 hours. Then we have a break and lunch, and then usually go back in the water again. And then end the day with a conversation about what they found. They share their photos, and we talk about all the neat things that kind of leads into a lot of the science and history of the area.
Ian, I've only snorkeled a little in my life, and sometimes I think of, oh, you go out in the ocean and find this mysterious different world under the water. We've got some pretty interesting underwater scenery here in Wisconsin, it turns out.
Yeah, we really do. It's pretty fascinating to see what's in there, and you know, I come from a strong biology background as well, and didn't realize a lot of what we found, what we've discovered with the kids, until I was out there discovering with the kids. You know, things from freshwater sponges to all the variety of fish species and the variety of mussels that we have in the rivers and lakes up here. It really is quite fascinating. So the learning opportunities through discovery, through this idea of inquiry-based learning or exploration before learning is really, really powerful when we get kids in the water and get a chance to see what's in there.
And Tobin, you said somewhere once that sometimes these kids, they're getting in there and they're capturing the picture of a particular creature or something that you haven't been able to get a picture that good yourself.
Yeah, it's amazing to me after working with mussels for many years and seeing mantle displays where they lure in fish to put the young in the fish gills. It's an exciting life cycle. You know, I've seen it happen. I've tried to get pictures of it. The kids have a certain patience and a certain eye, and they learn so quickly how to use the equipment we provide that the pictures they get, and you can look at those in the book we've put out, are just better than anything that I've ever been able to get. So it's really amazing what they're capable of and what they can produce. And it gives us a chance to show the public, you know, what's down there and why people are interested in it, what scientists are kind of looking for when they talk about these things.
We're talking to Tobin LaFrancois from Northland College. He's an aquatic biologist. Also with us, Ian Carl, Experiential Program Coordinator at Northwest Passage. Ian, let's get into the therapeutic side of this. What are teens getting out of this? What's kind of the before and after they start doing this underwater photography?
You know, that's a great question. As I mentioned earlier, a lot of the kids that come to our program are dealing with issues of anxiety and depression and attention deficit issues. And a lot of these things have created challenges for them in their home settings and their school settings. And the type of or the approach we take to this program directly addresses those things. Those have been associated with those diagnoses have been associated in the past with a lack of contact with nature, as a matter of fact. So getting them in contact with nature is a therapeutic process for them. And there's broadly held ideas out there that are supported by research that contact with nature is genuinely beneficial for us, both physically and mentally. There's a recent study that came out of Japan. There's this idea of forest bathing that may have been, it's been in the news a bit lately. But it supports the idea that contact with nature actually lowers our pulse rate, our blood pressure, and actually cuts down on, diminishes the cortisol levels in our blood, which is a stress hormone. And we see it when we get kids in the water. And they go from an excited or anxious or nervous state to one of calm and focus and become truly engaged in what they're doing. And then, as Tobin mentioned, we add the mask and the snorkel and the camera to that, and it even more focuses their attention. And it also cuts down on the noise, both the literal noise and the kind of figurative noise of the world around them, and brings them into sharp focus for that time that we're in the water. And we'll see a kid who might not last 5 minutes in a typical classroom spend an hour or more trying to focusing and trying to get that perfect photo of a mussel or a fish. And it really is magical.
Tobin, I watched just a short video, and I got to say, I felt more calm just watching that. Is there something, we've talked on the show actually about the case that there's something particularly therapeutic about being in or near a body of water, and you're doing this a lot. Do you feel that?
Yeah, and we discovered that, you know, when we started this program, there's this whole blue mind movement started by Wallace Nichols to collect the various data and research about the neuropsychological effects of being in water. And there's a lot of examples of it. You know, we have colleagues out west working with veterans, taking surfing and studying the hormone levels in the blood, and also psychological response variables that are positively affected by being in the water. And there's, you know, a physiological basis to this, and it's outside my research area, but you can observe it happen. As Ian said, when you have a van full of problems, get out, and then in 15 minutes in the water, and it's people have come up, you know, Park Service people I work with have come up and said, "Oh, Tobin, you got graduate students?" No. You know, these are kids that are normally not very good in the classroom, and this is the level of concentration they're capable of. And I think that's an important point, is that all the things that they're getting at Passage are really amazing and setting them up for success and showing people what these kids are really capable of.
And part of that, Ian, is, as I mentioned earlier, they end up doing a photo exhibit. Talk about that as part of the effort of what Tobin just said, demonstrating what they're capable of.
No, absolutely. The you know, the therapeutic process in the water is one thing, and then the follow-through on that is really vital as well. Through this program, kids get a chance to realize and discover a talent they didn't know they had before. And that's a really powerful process. And then we take those photos and we work with them to refine them and select their bests and get them gallery ready, so to speak. And we've had their photos on display across the state and and actually, frankly, across the nation. Cable Natural History Museum, state capitals, and our own gallery here in Webster, Wisconsin, where we have their photos on display as well. And that process, when you have a group of kids at a photo reception who haven't necessarily gotten the best attention for something positive they've done before, is extremely powerful. When they have a crowd of people applauding them and shaking their hands and saying, "Great work! You're quite talented. You know, you're amazing, great, wonderful, wonderful photography," is really a strength-building experience for them.
What's it like for you, Tobin, as a aquatic biologist? Something that you could have done your whole career, just kind of going out into the water with by yourself or with grad students, as you just mentioned. What is it like to do this and share your work with these kids and see it make a difference in their lives?
Oh, it's extremely powerful. I can't say enough about it. I thought I was weird. You know, when I was 16, going to Lake Superior the first time on a science trip with my biology teacher, it just blew me away, and I thought I was weird. Like, I couldn't stop thinking about it. I couldn't stop, wanting to be in the water. And I thought, oh, that's just me. I'm just kind of nutty that way. And a lot of the people I work with feel the same way. And then to find out that there's just something pretty universal about getting in the water and learning these techniques and just enjoying the day and discovering things together. The fact that it's helping not just a few kids, but pretty much all the kids that enter the program in one way or another find a way to make the water their place and show us new things about it. It's really revitalized my love for being in the water and for the settings we have in Wisconsin, the very unique and pristine environment.
It's a great place to leave it. Tobin, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thank you.
And Ian, glad you could be with us too.
Thanks so much for having us.
We've been talking to Ian Carl and Tobin LaFrancois. They're part of the Under the Surface program at Northwest Passage in Webster. Ian's the experiential program coordinator at Northwest Passage. Tobin is an aquatic biologist and adjunct professor at Northland College in Ashland. They use underwater photography as an educational and therapeutic tool for teenagers dealing with mental and emotional health challenges.